The United States, again, was bought and sold over the course of 40 years. Our manufacturing was offshored. The ability to make almost anything was shuttered. The Great Rust Belt, as they call it, that area in the mid to Midwest there with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Billy Joel's song, Allentown. That area there that's around those rivers in the middle of the country where they could get to stuff, shipping, the shipping lanes were used, the rivers were used as shipping lanes. that area basically stopped producing things, and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Taiwanese were then conscripted and were given the task by American businessmen of doing the producing. Why? Because they did it cheaper. They let us buy more stuff. You know, so you could buy more stuff, but you did not have the but fewer people were earning the wage that were that that as the factory worker that was manufacturing the stuff to begin with, which is where it ought to happen. Any country that becomes any domestic in any country that becomes dependent on foreign entities for its necessities, food, water, the ability to build shelter, in the modern age, the ability to generate electricity, the ability to produce fuel, for example, fuel for electrical plants and trucks and automobiles and tractors and whatever. Any country that can't do those simple things because it's jobbed it out, offshored it, outsourced it, as they called, to other countries is begging for trouble. That's currently the position the United States finds itself in because most of those surgical masks that you're going to the store to try and buy, they're not there. You know why? They came from China. Chinese goods are now being stopped at ports. Harbors are loaded up with, not boxcars, what do you call them? The trailer part of a tractor trailer. You know, the sea land boxes loaded up with all manner of imported stuff that may not ever be released. You may never get some of it. This is a untenable, unwise, let me just say it. This is a damn stupid position for the people of the United States to find themselves in. And yet, no matter what state you live in, you're in this position. Why? As Tucker says, will the people that actually did this, will they ever be held accountable for it? No. It took them decades to actually produce this malaise. And now the situation, what an irony. Who cares where we get our surgical masks from? We just need the surgical masks, right? Who cares where we get the latex gloves from, right? We just need the latex gloves. Who cares where we get our tchotchkes from? We just want them. Who cares? Insert anything here. You're going to care now, especially if there is an epidemic near you and you go, okay, I want to go out in public, but I think I'd be better off wearing a mask. By the way, someone else made a profound point about wearing a mask. If you're not sick, don't wear a mask, dummy. It would be a good thing for people that, whether they have coronavirus or not, if you have a cold like me and are running around hacking lungs up, Mr. Church, do you have the coronavirus? I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't think I do. My voice gets a little better every day. I don't have any other flu symptoms. So I don't think that I do, but for someone like me that's running around, if I were going about in public, I would be actually one of the people that maybe I ought to wear a mask just so, because when people hear me coughing, they're not alarmed by it. Or I can do this here. I did this at Mass the other day, and at the conference that I went to, I had about 10 of these paper towels in my vest pocket. And when one would get a little used, shall we say it, throw it away. And I go to the bathroom, I'd wash my hands, and then I'd move on to the next one. So when I have to cough, I do this, if you're watching on YouTube. So I just covered my mouth. This is just prudence here. It's common sense. You got to sneeze? Sneeze into the hanky or into the elbow. I know where it was. It was at the Wall Street Journal. I should have printed it out. Guy had, all right, look, stop panicking. Take common sense, prudent measures against this. But I want to just focus on the consumption and the China aspect here. Back in 2010, maybe it was 2011, on the SiriusXM Patriot Channel, I can't remember what it was, probably something that Ron Paul had said, or maybe I had read something that someone that was following Congressman Paul had said. And he was saying that, okay, if you're one of these people that is consuming all of this stuff that's made in China, you're contributing to the problem. As long as there's a demand there, they're going to fill it. It does matter where your shoes are made. If you've ever been to New Orleans French Quarter, one of the old gags that the kids, the grift kids, will try to play on you, they'll be out there tap dancing in the street, and they'll try to get you to stop. And they have a couple of ruses that they use to try and extricate money from you. One of them is, hey, ma'am, I bet I can tell you where you got your shoes. I bet I can tell you where you got your shoes at. And the unsuspecting tourist will go, whatever, dude, sure. What's the bet? I bet you $5 I can tell you where you got your shoes at. And somebody will fall for it and go like, okay, where did I get my shoes at? Well, right now your shoes are at here on Bourbon Street. And of course, you know, the person will either take the joke, laugh it off and fork over the $5, or will get angry and call for a cop. Most people just go, all right, kid, here's the $5.
And they do that about 100 times a day.
100 times a day, right. Don't feel sorry for any of those tap dancers on Bourbon Street. They make plenty of money.
They look like little homeless kids with soda cans on their feet. But they're not, promise.
Okay. Well, let me get to the point. So in 2011 or so, I deigned to try and not buy anything if I could avoid it from China. First thing on the list, shoes. Where can you find a pair of men's dress shoes made in America? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Here's the answer. Dress shoes? You probably can't. Although somebody will say, what about Birkenstocks? Well, they don't really make dress shoes. Here was my alternative. Johnson & Martin, J&M, are made. Are they? Last time I bought one, don't go correcting. You. They moved their factories to China, you idiot. Okay. The last time I bought a pair of J&Ms, they were made in Brazil. They're made in South America. I will take the import from Brazil over the import for China out of principle alone. Now, I hope